540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. An Israeli official tells CBS News a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war will begin at 3 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. In exchange, at least 50 hostages in Gaza are expected to be released. An American three-year-old girl could be among those freed. Her great-aunt, Liz Naftali, spoke to CBS Mornings.
We are hoping and praying that she is in one of the first groups. That's our hope, but we haven't had any confirmation. We haven't seen any lists.
Tens of millions of Americans are on the move for the Thanksgiving holiday.
I like to come early, and the reason I like to come early is because it reduces my stress.
Two men were killed and five hurt in a shooting in North Philadelphia last night. Police say it could be drug-related. CBS Philadelphia's Aziza Schuler.
Police say at least 70 shots were fired, and several people who heard that barrage of gunshots called 911.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Menards' 11% sale is ending on Thanksgiving Day. Don't wait and save big on appliances. Upgrade your home with quality appliances from Criterion, KitchenAid.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Flags across Wisconsin are lowered to honor the victims of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, which happened 2 years ago today. Six people were killed and 60 others were injured. A permanent memorial was dedicated in Waukesha yesterday. Wisconsin deer hunters registered more than 92,000 deer over the opening weekend of the gun season. That's a 16% drop from last year and 10% lower than the five-year average. Jeff Pritzel is with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
That wasn't unexpected because of comparing last year, we had snow cover, we didn't this year. And so we kind of anticipated we wouldn't hit last year's opening weekend marks.
It was one of the safest opening weekends on record. Only two people were injured by gunshots. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A permanent memorial was dedicated yesterday in Waukesha to honor the six people who lost their lives in the attack on the Christmas parade 2 years ago. Sherry Sparks, the mother of the youngest victim, Jackson, spoke at the ceremony. Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley spoke to As Goes Wisconsin before the memorial.
It's a somber time, but I think it's very necessary to help people heal.
Yesterday's memorial unveiling is the first of two permanent memorials to the Waukesha parade victims. There are several new pets available for adoption in southeast Wisconsin. Yesterday, the Humane Animal Welfare Society collected 35 pets from Louisiana. The dogs and cats were sourced from shelters and will be distributed among five local shelters. All of the animals are called highly adaptable, and you can find out more about them by visiting their profiles online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Bucks are in Beantown. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Celtics tonight at TD Garden. It's the first time the two teams have met since Drew Holiday was traded to Portland and then to Boston in the deal for Damian Lillard. The Bucks' Chris Middleton on facing their former teammate.
It's going to be a big game, against a really good team, against our former teammate, Drew. It's going to be a fun game. Hostile environment, of course, but it'll be a great test to see where we are.
NFL football on Thanksgiving. The Dallas Cowboys against the Commanders. Thursday night football, it's the Seahawks hosting the 49ers. The day gets started when the Packers line up against the Lions at 11:30 at Ford Field. Coverage on CBS. Keyshawn Nixon talking about his family's plans for Thanksgiving dinner when he gets back.
My mom's mac and cheese, honey baked ham, turkey, and then, like I always said, my grandma makes this like chocolate pudding mousse, white cream frost on it with like a pecan crust at the bottom. That's all mine.
That's Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with highs around 42. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. 28 tonight, mainly clear. 41 tomorrow, lots of sunshine. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. Well, where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So happy to have you joining us the day before Thanksgiving. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board, and we always love to hear from you at 844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. Thank you, Greg Bach. Busy, busy show coming up. Coming up in hour two, right after 11 o'clock, Rami Makhlouf is going to be joining us. We're going to talk a little sports. He is also a stand-up comedian. And then at 11:33, Matt Miller from onmilwaukee.com. He's their entertainment guy. Going to tell us what movies we should be checking out this holiday weekend, as well as we get closer to Christmas. And then coming up at 11:50, Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot with our segment called Wine and Weather.
Okay, so I didn't win. All right, cool.
I'm sorry. I'm going with that one.
Whatever.
We did do a poll yesterday on our social medias, correct?
Yes, especially the Twitter came back with a good response. The question was, what are your Thanksgiving plans? And out of 64 votes, thank you everyone who went to As Goes Wisconsin.
Don't give the results yet.
I'm not.
Okay.
I was thanking people for going.
64 votes.
Yeah.
Great.
All right, I'm done.
And what were the categories?
Too late. You could have chosen traveling. You could have chosen staying home. You could have chosen not celebrating or just bring on Christmas.
Just skip over Thanksgiving and go right to Christmas.
So I know a lot of people who just don't care about Thanksgiving.
Which I think, and I love Thanksgiving. I do. I think it's a great holiday. Well, we will reveal the results of our show poll coming up a little bit later on in this hour. Also, all morning long, we would love to hear from you about what you are thankful for. And if you want to text it in or email it in, that would be wonderful. Again, you can text it at 844-967-2789. And if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can also leave a comment right there, and we will see that as well. Right now, though, we're going to start off with the redistricting arguments that went before the Wisconsin Supreme Court yesterday, and they were only a couple of minutes into it. I mean, literally, just a couple of minutes into it.
A few seconds.
When Justice Ann Bradley jumped in with this. Calvin, do we have that sound?
And may it please the court. The Wisconsin Constitution's redistricting requirements are not optional.
Counsel, where were you? Where were your clients 2 years ago? Because we've already been through this. Redistricting happens once every 10 years after the census. All of the issues that you're bringing actually could have been brought before this court 2 years ago. So why did your clients sit on their rights?
Well, of course, the map that would govern the next elections, as I mentioned, was not known at that point. And so even if for 50 years there was a constitutional violation, there was no way to know that there was going to be one going forward. And so I'm unaware of any authority that would say that if you don't raise a constitutional claim in 12 days, that you're forever precluded from raising that claim in the future when you have no idea that that claim is going to arise for the particular map that is going to be put into place.
So that was how things kicked off yesterday, and it kind of evolved from there. I mean, there was even little snipey exchanges between some of the justices.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Bradley. Don't be a jerk.
She, and when she was referring about why did you wait until this court, she was, of course, referring to their newest member, Justice Janet Protasiewicz, who has rejected calls from GOP leaders to recuse herself from this lawsuit after she called the state's electoral maps when she was campaigning as rigged. And don't forget, Justice Janet was elected overwhelmingly in April with an 11-point margin.
Mm-hmm. And there's something interesting that was talked about earlier today on Pat on Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, is this argument doesn't really hold water as 50 years after Roe v. Wade, the Dobbs decision came down. They waited and waited and waited and waited.
Until they got the court they wanted.
Exactly. So, Justice Bradley, if you're going to be prescribing any sort of like advice as far as how to bring up your cases, I think you should really look to the past, you know, couple years and, you know, don't sit down and listen. You let him talk for 7 seconds
before she interrupted.
Before him. You had to have your own voice be heard.
His name is Gaber. He disputed Justice Bradley's assessments about the contiguous argument. It's about whether or not these districts have to touch. The petition to the court argues the existing maps retaliate against some voters based on their viewpoint and free speech, violating Wisconsin's guarantee of free speech. It also treats some voters worse than others based on their political views and where they live, in violation of Wisconsin's guarantee of equality, and violates the promise of a free government found in the Wisconsin Constitution.
I don't think I ever told you this, but I worked in local government back in 2010 when they were redrawing the maps, and municipalities had a part in that. Like, they would give their recommendations, and I remember talking to our city administrator at the time. He pored over them. He took his time. He did not just draw a Democratic map. He didn't just say whatever. He goes, I'm drawing these, but I know they're not going to listen. I know they're not going to take this at all. They're not going to. He was being fair. He was being methodical about it. And he's just like, this is pointless.
And was it ultimately rejected?
Oh, yeah. It was like they took his information, but they never like acted on it.
Implemented it.
They knew what they were going to do already.
Yeah.
And that's no.
Well, and again, I think, say what you will, the support for Justice Janet, I think, was largely behind wanting fair maps. I think people on both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, and certainly independents, want fairer maps so that their representatives actually have to respond to their constituents' wants.
Yeah.
And we're going to be delving more into this over the next couple of weeks, because this isn't obviously going to be decided instantaneously, and dig down a little bit deeper into this issue. But I will say this again. Wisconsinites don't respect people who cheat. And if you want to learn more about the cheating and the absolute efforts to disenfranchise young people and people of color, just listen to Todd Alba, mm-hmm. who was in Republican politics and was a Republican for 30 years until that redistricting came around in 2011.
Yep.
And he was in a meeting where there were some gleeful comments about making it far more difficult for people of color and young people to vote.
You know, what's interesting about that is in 2011, those conversations were being held behind closed doors, and that gleeful nature being just, you know, we can't let the world know that we're happy about this. But then over the next 10 years, the amount of politicians who have come out and have said things like redistricting is going to help us win forever, like state constitutional amendments to voting, like to help hamper voting rights is going to help us with, like, they're now just open and brazen about the fact that they're going to make it as difficult for you as possible to vote or be represented, because that keeps them in power. And for them, they're like a pig in poop. Like, they just do not care. They don't care who knows anymore. They don't have to care. There are no consequences, but maybe there are now.
We'll have to wait and find out. I think you make a really good point that it's pretty much just open now that, yes, we want to make it as difficult as possible for the people on the other side to vote.
Yeah.
We've seen it in places like Georgia, where at the last minute, either the polling place is closed or moved.
I mean, we saw it here in 2020. Milwaukee had all of their voting, their polling places reduced to 5 in the county. 5 to service, or I think it was the city, I'm sorry, the city, to service
300,000 people.
How many people?
50,000 people?
Exactly, to vote. And guess what we did? We found our polling place. We went there. We wore our masks. We waited. We voted. I mean, it's almost like they should just come on saying, yeah, we're going to do this for fun. Getting rid of voting boxes inside the libraries.
The drop boxes.
The drop boxes. I mean, could you tell me a less sexier topic to turn into, like, these are anti-American.
These are evil, along with absentee voting.
Yeah.
Although that's no longer the case.
No. Bank your vote.
Now that's a good thing. You want to bank your vote.
Thanks.
This is a wildly different message than had been coming up before.
Wisconsin GOP telling you to bank your vote.
844-967-2789. Jake from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Jake. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, hello. I didn't expect to be on so quick. I just want to bring up some more detail. You know, back in the past when they made the original maps, they were written by, you know, Rojo Popcorn Redistricting Service with Michael Best and Freed, and it was private, and no one could see the maps except for the people, politicians getting it rewritten so they could have a say into what they wanted to so they could keep their district locked in. So that in itself is non-constitutional because the rest of us didn't get to see the maps until they were done. And the second thing is Bradley and pretty much any Republican now, they're just frauds. They don't believe in anything except for power. So unfortunately,
go ahead, Jake. It does make you wonder when they bash a position and then use the position for their own gain.
Yeah.
Right. But I, like Greg said too, I think it's an open embrace of hypocrisy. It's like, it's good for us. And it's not good for you though.
They do not care about being called hypocrites. It just doesn't
phase
it. There's no honor anymore in that sense. It's like, you're a hypocrite. I don't care.
I don't care.
I'm getting paid. I got power.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to check in on this, talking about the arguments that began yesterday before the Wisconsin State Supreme Court about redistricting. Thank you for calling, Jake. Have a great Thanksgiving. We will take your calls and your texts on the other side. Stay with us, too. Some good news if you are hitting the roads over the next couple of days. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to the Shaw, WAUK.
It's a wonderful Waukesha tradition and kicks off the holiday season. The 60th annual Christmas parade is Sunday, December 3rd.
Hi, I'm Don Brown. Join me live for all the fun. I'll be catching up with business owners, city leaders, and you before the parade even starts.
Your Waukesha Christmas pre-parade coverage is live Sunday, December 3rd from 3 to 4 p.m. and only on the Shaw 101.1 FM, WAUK 540 AM, and the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
Road tripping with my two favorite allies. Pulling loaded, we got snacks and
supplies. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on As Goes Wisconsin. If you're listening in Richland Center on WRCE and in Hayward on WBZH. Thank you so much for joining us. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always check in at 844-967-2789. We were talking about the arguments going before the Wisconsin State Supreme Court yesterday regarding redistricting. We also want to know, if you want to text in over the course of the show, what are you thankful for? Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. It's always a good time to reflect and take a little stock of all the things that we have to be grateful for. So we would love to hear from you about that, too. 844-967-2789. Dwayne from Elkhorn is on the line. Good morning, Dwayne. Thank you so much for calling. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning, Jane. Nice to hear you back on the air. I haven't heard you since you were with another AM station.
Thank you, Dwayne. I appreciate that. What did you want to say?
So, anyways, with regards to Michael Best and Friedrich, yeah, there were a bunch of non-disclosure agreements that were out on the internet for a long time that had all of the politicians who signed those, and I finally found those, but every one of those Republican politicians signed off on that particular thing to say, we're going to keep this secret. Then the other thing that I really wish people would go back and review is what method, you know, what algorithm, because this is all done with technology. And when it came down to it and they had to give up their records, Fitzgerald actually, when he returned his hard drive, oh, somehow it magically got smashed.
I hate when that, Dwayne, I hate when that happens, right?
I hate when evidence is destroyed.
Yeah, it's so inconvenient.
Just fell apart, you know, I don't know. But lastly, Voss's right hand up in the legislature right now has been Tyler August. Tyler August was at a, and I still have a recording of this, where he said, quote unquote, one of the things that I've learned as being the deputy speaker is how to keep things off the floor that I don't want and how to put stuff on the floor that I do want, unless, of course, the speaker wants them. I mean, that was just flat out saying, hey, I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to do what I want.
Absolutely, Dwayne. And I think I really genuinely believe that a vast majority of Wisconsinites, regardless of political party, don't respect people who have to cheat in order to win.
Making a T-shirt for you.
I know. I need a T-shirt. Wisconsinites don't respect cheaters. And I don't want to see, if we actually would get new maps, I don't want to see them gerrymandered specifically for Democrats. I want a fair fight, you guys. I really do. And I think most of us do. And we would also like to actually have a representative who will not stick their fingers in their ears about things that their constituents want. Thank you so much for calling, Dwayne. Really appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving. Tom from L.A. is joining us. Good morning, Tom. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jane. That's exactly what I was saying this morning. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, happy Thanksgiving to you and all of Civic Media, and everyone should go on the Civic Media app and download it so us ex-Wisconsinites can actually hear it all around the country and the world.
Thank you for that nice promo, Tom. We're going to clip that up for a promo right after the show. Thank you for that.
There we go. But I wanted to say exactly what you just said. Wisconsin is not about being cheaters. Wisconsin is about helping your next-door neighbor. Wisconsin is about, you know, helping someone out when they, you know, they're in, especially in the rural areas when they need to, you know, pick up a kid from school or whatever it is. It's a great, incredible place. And I know one thing, if they had a chance to cheat in any of the sports teams, whether it's the Packers or whether it's the Durand Panthers or whoever it is, people would not believe in cheating. I don't believe that, like you said, I don't want the maps in Wisconsin to be turned in any way, like towards the Republicans or the Democrats.
We just want it to be fair. I just want a fair fight. That's all I want, is I want a fair fight. So again, so we can actually get some representatives who are going to listen to their constituents about things that a vast majority of Wisconsinites agree upon, which includes gun safety measures, abortion rights, reproductive freedom, voting rights.
You know, the simple things.
The simple things, yeah, that I think we can all agree on. Thank you so much for the call, Tom. Have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. Coming up at 10:33, I know you're going to be disappointed, but Mama Kristen is not going to be joining us. Normally, she joins us on Wednesdays at 10:33, but Kristen and Baby Francis and Dad Mike are on the road for Thanksgiving. So we're still going to do the good, the bad, and this week it is your what tried to kill you? This is a dandy one. Also, just a couple of things that I wanted to let you know. Gas prices are down. A gallon of gas could fall to 3.25 tomorrow. According to Gas Buddy, that would be the lowest Thanksgiving Day price since 2020. Gas prices down for 9 weeks now amid a drop in crude oil prices. However, those fun folks at OPEC are going to be meeting on November 26th. And if they cut production, then prices are going to go up again.
Well, I just want to thank Joe Biden for low gas prices. That's what I'm going to do. You know, he's a good man. Good man, Joe Biden.
Well, there were all those stickers when the prices were high.
Yeah.
And saying, yeah, thank you, Joe Biden. Well, now I guess we have to say thank you, Joe Biden.
You brought up Krista not being here, which is a total shame, but she just did send us a text that she said, tell the audience I'm sorry that I'm not there today, and I wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving, and tell them I now know that it's a lot harder to get out of the house and start the trip with a baby. I mean, you got to pad like an hour beforehand, an hour of prep time.
Isn't it like moving every time you go somewhere? It yeah, is. You're taking a little baby household with you every time you leave the house.
When I was a little kid, you just threw me in the back seat. Wherever I landed is where I was going to sit. And now you got to take like a tiny apartment with you.
Pretty much. Everything absolutely necessary. Well, we love you, Kristen. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Remember as well, if you're hitting the road, because you're going to have lots and lots of company mm-hmm. over the next couple of days, it's really useful. It's 511wi.gov. This will bring up a map of the entire state of Wisconsin. It will not only show you where all the incidents are, it will show you where closings are, it will show you where slowdowns are. So if you're hitting the road and you just want to take a little look of what you're going to be running into, it's 511.gov. Very, very useful. I highly suggest that you utilize it.
And when James recommends, that means do it.
It would be nice if you would do it. All right. When we come back, the good, the bad, and your what tried to kill you? Stay close. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's go get lost. Let's go get lost. Blue, you sit so pretty west of the one. Sparkle light with yellow. I see just a mirror for the sun. Just a mirror for the sun. Just a mirror for the sun.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is expected to rule no later than early next year on a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Justices heard oral arguments yesterday. Nick Ramos is with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
For over 12 years now, we've been living under a very rigged, gerrymandered map with a rigged, gerrymandered legislature.
Assembly district borders have to be in place by March 15th for next November's elections. Wisconsin officials are confirming the latest case of bird flu in the state. The Department of Agriculture says more than 51,000 chickens at a poultry farm in Trumbull County were euthanized to try to contain the virus. Five birds were infected in a backyard in Taylor County earlier this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Waukesha Parade Memorial bears the names of all of the victims and serves as a tribute to those impacted. There is an inscription.
Like a ribbon woven, we are stronger together. One ribbon representing the victims, one ribbon representing all that were affected. Looking through an open heart upon the city, a symbol of healing and strength. In tragedy, our community unites, dedicated to those who lost their lives, were injured, and all who were touched by the tragedy at the Waukesha Christmas Parade.
That's Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley. He was part of the event yesterday and also appeared on As Goes Wisconsin. If you're traveling out from Waukesha or Milwaukee counties, you may want to fill up before you go. AAA has gas around here below the state average at about $2.90 a gallon locally. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bucks are in Beantown. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Celtics tonight at TD Garden. It's the first time the two teams have met since Jrue Holiday was traded to Portland and then to Boston in the deal for Damian Lillard. The Bucks' Chris Middleton on facing their former teammate.
It's going to be a big game, you know, against a really good team, against our former teammate, Jrue. It's going to be a fun game, hostile environment, of course, but it'd be a great test to see where we are.
NFL football on Thanksgiving, the Dallas Cowboys against the Commanders. Thursday night football, it's the Seahawks hosting the 49ers. The day gets started when the Packers line up against the Lions at 11:30 at Ford Field. Coverage on CBS. Keyshawn Nixon talking about his family's plans for Thanksgiving dinner when he gets back.
My mom's mac and cheese, honey baked ham, turkey, and then, like I always said, my grandma makes this like chocolate pudding mousse, white cream frost on it with like a pecan crust at the bottom. It's all mine's.
That's Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies this afternoon, with highs around 42. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. 28 tonight, mainly clear. 41 tomorrow, lots of sunshine. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Let me tell you about it. Sitting in the classroom thinking it's a drag. Little
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so very much for joining us. Jane Mattenair in for Kristen Bry. Greg with me in studio. Calvin is on the board, and we always love to hear from you, too, at 844-967-2789. You can call and or text. If you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can leave a comment there as well. And all morning long, if you want to text in what you're thankful for, we will share those over the course of the show and sprinkle them in. I think lots of us have many different things for which we want to give thanks. Greg Buck, before we get to the good, the bad, and your what tried to kill you.
What's up?
Underneath your name in the live stream, you have green bean casserole is a crime.
True statement.
Our friend Joe McClear chiming in on the stream.
Yeah.
Actually, green bean casserole is an institution. Greg, you've never had my sister's green bean casserole. That is your problem.
Oh, Attorney McClear, I enjoy your pointed and accusatory language. First of all, it's an institution. You know what's an institution? Voting's an institution. Beyonce's an institution. Green bean casserole is a crime against humanity. It's disgusting. I dislike it. And I don't care who made it. I'm never going to eat it.
Well, and I think that's a fair thing.
Thank you.
Right? If you don't like it, doesn't matter what kind of fluff you put around it, you're never going to like it.
And people have been telling me that all week. Well, you haven't had mine. No, I haven't, and I never will. I don't want it. It's disgusting.
I will dispute.
Oh, now you're going to take Joseph McClear's side?
No, I'm just going to dispute. If Beyonce is an institution,
yes.
Green bean casserole predates Beyonce by several decades.
No.
So I'm sorry, it does.
Wrong.
Green bean casserole does have to be considered an institution.
Air is an institution. Fire is an institution. The wheel. And Beyonce. I don't like it. Deal with it. More for you. I'm not trying to get anyone to eat the foods they don't like.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Don't take it so personally.
That is your problem. Oh, there's another comment. Is there another comment from Joseph? If I took away green bean casserole, if you took away green bean casserole, I say we can go ahead and give up on democracy and Western civilization. Oh, I love your hyperbole, sir. Your total overblown nature.
He just feels very strongly about green bean casseroles.
Blocked and reported.
Oh, stop. 844-967-2789. 844-96.
I'm angry.
Party.
Sorry.
Texter from the 920 about what he's thankful for. I'm thankful the majority of Americans are based in reality and not in the Magaland Truman Show from hell. Happy Thanksgiving to all the listeners and to the Civic Media team. You guys rock. Thank you so very much.
Send a big shout out to all those who have to go to Thanksgiving this year and be around those individuals. Your patience is the greatest.
And I think Todd Alba said it really, really well this week in his show, by the way, noon to two across the Civic Media radio network. He essentially says, you can have your own opinion, but you cannot have your own facts.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And also pointed out this week just about the importance of, if you can, having a reasonable discussion without screaming at each other, shouting over each other, respectful dialogue, listening. That's kind of the whole goal of civic media.
Unless it's about green bean casserole.
Obviously. Unless it's about green bean casserole.
Yes.
All right. We're moving on to the good, the bad, and your what tried to kill you. The good... I think this is good. As of Monday, the U.S. Postal Service announced that Americans can order another round of 4 free COVID tests because they are expecting a resurgence of COVID in the next couple of weeks, I think, with the holidays and people being indoors and being inside.
I'm just wondering if that's on top of, because I ordered some like a couple
cycles ago,
like a month or two ago. I'm not sure if they're saying, here's some more on top of that.
I think that's what it is. So you can order these free COVID tests at COVID.gov/tests, or you can even do it through the United States Postal Service website as well. We will get these links up in the show notes after the show is over. So anytime you ever hear anything, you hear an article that we reference, that's always in the show notes as well. And you can find the podcasts and the show notes and all of that great stuff at our website at civicmedia.us. So again, the Department of Health and Human Services supplying these free COVID tests per person out of a stockpile of previously purchased kits. They said so far 56 million tests have been delivered. That's about 14 million Americans who have requested them.
I am one of those 14 million.
I think that's great. Mm-hmm. I am too. All right. Moving on to the bad. I find this very, very surprising. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, underage tobacco and vape sales across Wisconsin are up this year.
That's too bad.
It is too bad. And yeah. I find it so surprising just because the attitude towards smoking has changed drastically since I was a kid.
Oh, I would say even from when I was a kid, too. I mean, there was always don't smoke ads, but I'm like that last generation that saw cigarette commercials on TV, in magazines, on billboards. And my friends, when they started smoking, they were like 12.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Like, they started real, real young. And I was always told, and I was made to understand that, like, people of, like, Calvin's generation and younger, like, they're not smoking as much. I think they're vaping more, though. I know so many people who vape. It's just oofers.
Calvin, our resident young person, what has been your experience with your friends and stuff regarding tobacco smoke?
Tobacco smoke, like cigarettes, I don't really know anyone who regularly smokes cigarettes. It's kind of something, maybe someone has a secret pack stashed away for at the bar or something like that. But right. No, it's not.
Because it wasn't cool. I think your generation was taught an entirely different message about the dangers of smoking compared to me. I grew up in the 60s, and I remember this with great clarity. My father was a mortician. We lived upstairs. On the main floor, which is where my dad's office was, and that's where the chapels were, so that's where people would be laid out. Mm-hmm. But there was also a dedicated smoking room.
Yeah.
So people could go in and have a smoke during the middle of the wake or the funeral itself. And among the people who would be in the smoking room would be the deceased person's doctor.
Yeah.
Smoking.
I remember when Bradley Center had its own smoking area. It didn't have a smoking room, but it had an area. Now, follow-up question, Calvin. Of your friends, what percentage would you say vape?
Over 50%.
Probably. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And what are they? Is it marijuana vaping, or what are they inhaling if it's not tobacco?
It's nicotine.
It is nicotine.
Yeah.
It's just being sent. It's just being sold as a different form of taking it in. That's quote unquote less addictive.
Yeah,
I don't know. I have no idea.
It's definitely not less addictive. It might be less damaging to your lungs. There's less research. Some people are pretty convinced that it's not bad, but it obviously putting anything in your lungs that's not air is probably not good.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there with that. Anything that's not air.
Dr. Calvin.
Dr. C. According to this article, again, this is from the Wisconsin Public Radio, talking about the increase of underage tobacco and vape sales is up in Wisconsin. It's increased 140% since 2019.
That's so shocking to me.
It is. That just blows my mind.
Yeah. And this
article says the increase could be due because we raised the legal age to buy tobacco from 18 to 21.
Federally.
State law says the legal age is 18, but in 2019, the federal law raised it to 21. So now there's confusion among people who sell these products on exactly who am I selling this to? Who can I sell this to?
It's been a while. And I mean, they should have gotten a letter saying federal law supersedes state law. So therefore
it's 21.
It's not that confusing. They just might be like, well, you didn't know. Well, come on, you know. Someone told you. It's been years since this happened. Someone told you.
844-967-2789. Are you surprised that tobacco usage is up in Wisconsin among young people? Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning, Karina. Happy day before Thanksgiving.
Good morning and Thanksgiving to you guys. You know what? I'm calling because it's something that I recently think, like about maybe 5 years, working young people, because you're right, Jane. We are a generation where the smoking was allowed pretty much anywhere, even in the surgical rooms. I was a surgery nurse, and I know that people were smoking when we have 6 hours surgery, so we're smoking in the surgery room.
Seriously, Karina, you had surgeons lighting up in the operating theater.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, where are you going to go? What are you going to do? You want to smoke? Are you what? You going to leave? No.
You going to quit? No.
No. Yes. You going to leave the patient open? No. So then there you go. You're going to smoke right there. And you just put that, around the table. So, you know, like almost like a joint. So, but my thing is, I was kind of proud of Americans that they did real quick and really, really good. They worked really good on my son's generation that they don't smoke. And all of a sudden, when my son was about 16, all of them start smoking that way. So, I mean, we kind of effed up on it, honestly, because we removed the tobacco, but we hooked them up on all these chemical products, which we don't even know how they're going to come out, because obviously even cancer sits in your body for 5-6 years. We don't know about it. So now we are stuffing our younger population with all kind of chemicals and flavors and a percentage of a different artificial, natural, who knows what kind of nicotine coming from China. They put... Chinese toys had a lead, which is poisonous for our kids. Why would you do that to yourself? I mean, if you want to smoke for crying out loud, then pick up a pipe and do it.
Ooh, I love that, Karina.
Thank you so much, Karina. Really appreciate your calling. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Is it when you hit 16, 17, is that just the natural... I've been told all my life this is bad, so now I'm going to try it.
Honestly, 16, 17 is when my friends who were smoking, when their parents just came to the realization, because all their parents smoked. So they started smoking, like, and 12 isn't the youngest.
Wow.
I had a friend who's 10, and he, around 15, 16, that's when his parents, you know, they didn't discover, they knew it. And then he said, well, whatever.
If this is what you want, this is what you're going
to
do.
I can't tell you not to. I did it when I was a kid. You're going to do it as your kid. Like, and now I have someone can go get me cigarettes. Because back in the 80s and 90s.
You had to be a certain age.
You'd be a certain age, but no one really cared.
Right, right. Well, like Calvin said, I think it's pretty bad if you're inhaling anything that isn't air. It's just not good for you.
Yeah.
And according to the American Lung Association, 95% of adults who have ever smoked started by the time they turned 21, and that's why they think maybe potentially raising it to 25 will prevent more people from picking up what really is a very, very bad habit.
It's a terrible habit.
It is a terrible habit.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, it's the good, the bad, and your what tried to kill you.
Your what tried to what?
And also, if you want to share what you are thankful for this Thanksgiving holiday, please text it in at 844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. Stay close. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Shaw, WAUK. Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows, like Friends, for starting this trend by featuring a day meant to celebrate with those who aren't your relatives. And when to gather is up to you. Many celebrate just before Thanksgiving, while others wait until after the official holiday. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so much for joining us. Jane Matmere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always check in with us. Call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Or you can also download the app. Just go to your app store and look for the Civic Media app. That way you can take us with you wherever you go. You can listen to all of the shows all across the Civic Media radio network. That would be wonderful. All right. We're gonna get to your what tried to kill you.
But yeah, what's up?
Now we have ongoing green bean casserole wars.
Oh, really? What's up?
This is not ending. So Greg's slate underneath his photo today on the live stream is green bean casserole is a crime. And then our friend Joe McClear chimed in and essentially said green bean casserole is an institution.
He said it was my problem. That's where I'm getting a little miffed here.
Texter from the 920 listening in Green Bay. Green bean casserole is one of the best things on the table. Greg, I love you, but you are wrong about this one. That's Todd in Green Bay.
Do you only have green beans on your table? Because I can name five other things that I'm right about. You're wrong, Todd. I don't know who you are, but get off my radio show.
Another comment. Mendota is also an institution.
What does that mean? The lake?
No, I believe it was a mental health institution.
Oh.
And Wes from Middleton says, geez, Greg, I haven't seen a yuck my yum this bad since Kristen left.
No, that's incorrect. That's incorrect. I'm not yucking anyone's yum, sir. I'm saying I don't want it. Did I not say in the last bit we were talking? More for you.
It's freedom. It's about the freedom to choose. It's about the freedom to choose green bean casserole.
Or not at all.
Or not.
Yeah. But we can all get together and agree that's sweet potato casserole is disgusting.
We have yet to find any sweet potato casserole defenders. So if you want to, absolutely check in.
Feed me your mean green commentary. Just makes me stronger in my resolve.
Okay.
All right.
Moving along, the good, the bad, and your what tried to kill you. An Englishman, Chris Rowley, 59 years old, said he was home on the evening of October 23rd. He's a professional musician who was home alone with his hairless Egyptian Sphinx kitten named Eric Morecambe. He has a cat named Eric Morecambe.
Morecambe. It's pronounced Morecambe.
Or it's Morecambe?
Morecambe.
And what does that stand for?
It's just a name, because there was a British comedy duo called Morecambe and Wise. That's how you spell the name, Morecambe.
Okay. Well, here's what happened to Chris Crowley, 59. He was going down the stairs when Eric Morecambe dove out, latched on one of his legs as he was coming down the stairs. Here's what Eric says, quote, "It took a bit of a chunk out of my leg and I lost my footing. Then he fell 14 steps before hitting the bottom and essentially suffered massive injuries. Paramedics say he suffered a fractured skull, a broken bone in his neck, two fractures in his spine, 9 broken ribs, each rib with multiple fractures, and some blood in his lungs." They essentially said, you have the injuries of a massive car crash.
I've never been more excited to own a dog in my life.
He still loves Eric.
Yeah.
He does not blame Eric.
It's okay. Yeah, I get that.
He loves the cats. He said he had to lie there for about 14 hours.
How did you not die?
His phone was dead. His wife was working nights. And so he had to wait 14 hours at the bottom of the stairs waiting for someone to help him. I couldn't get up. I physically couldn't get up. It's the hardest sensation. He says it's almost like claustrophobia. You can't get out. You can't physically get anywhere or do anything. His wife finally came home about 8:30 in the morning, and paramedics came. And yeah, I've had cats, mm-hmm. and I know many people who love their cats.
Yes, same here.
I still maintain that if a cat was big enough, they would eat you. Whereas dogs, if they were big enough, would just treat you like a squeaky toy and then lose interest once the squeaker was done.
If there's one thing that's really opened my eyes, it's Instagram Reels and TikTok, like the cat videos. They're very, very cute. Then all of a sudden comes a cat video where it's like, oh, these are demons. And they don't care. They rely on me for like three things, and the rest...
They don't need you.
They don't want you.
But there are a lot of people who love the independence of cats.
And here's me not yucking anyone's yum. I love if you love cats. I know people who rely on their cats, and it gives them good mental health vibes. It's great.
Yeah, it is. And having a pet of any kind is always good for you. Yeah. So just be careful when you're going down the steps.
Yeah.
If you have a hairless Egyptian Sphinx cat named Eric.
But here's the thing is, Morecambe and Wise, that's a great comedy duo. Eric, actually, that's the name of one of the guys, Eric Morecambe. He named him after the dude.
Oh, he named him after a comic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, 844-967-2789, Green Bean Wars, continuing on the text line. Andrew from Verona. While I do occasionally enjoy green bean casserole, people have twisted memories around holiday food. Open your eyes, sheeple. Grandma's canned green beans are nasty.
I'd like you to read the one above it, please. From also Andrew from Verona.
Greg, you do you. I know you'll never yuck my yum.
Darn right.
These other listeners are messing with Greg's yum.
That's right. In fact, I'll bring you green bean. I'll make one if you really want one. I just won't eat it.
You don't have to eat it.
Exactly. Thank you, Jane.
You don't have to eat it.
Jane, you are my only ally at this point.
I disagree. I'm sure you have other allies in the green bean casserole wars. We're also taking your texts all throughout the show on what you are thankful for, seriously, what you are thankful for this Thanksgiving season. We will sprinkle those in over the course of the show. Coming up next hour at 11:06, Rami Makhlouf is going to join us. We're going to talk some sports.
Yeah.
And some comedy.
Woo!
And at 10 minutes to 12, our own Civic Media meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, will be joining us. She's going to give you a little holiday forecast. Whether you're whether you're driving or whether you're flying, let you know what you're going to be running into. And I want to reiterate, too, that great website. It's 511wi.gov. If you're hitting the roads, check that out before you do that so you can get some idea of where the accidents are, where the disabled are, and stuff like that, and let you know what you're going to be dealing with.
This first hour flew by.
It really did. I hope you will stay close. We'll be right back. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
And I got cat style.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK,
and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.